Do you know how long I've been waiting for this day? I've been waiting so very long. It feels like forever. But my wait is finally over because you are here. And you see me. You see me as I really am. Because you know. You know what I am. You know what I'm guilty of. You know what I've done. And that is so validating. Validating. Was that the wrong thing to say? Well, it was the truth. I feel validated. For so long, I've been working in the shadows. But now I'm being held up to the light. Now I'm being seen, and it feels amazing. I love attention. I do, I crave it. It doesn't matter what kind. Well, it does. You see, I like being bad. The attention I get from being a bad girl. A very, very bad girl. It feels like electricity. It makes me feel alive. Being good. It was always a little bit meh. A little bit underwhelming. But being bad, being wicked, oh, it feels so, so good. But I'm not crazy. Well, not completely crazy. I don't want to be arrested. I don't want to go to jail because I am a foodie. And the food in prison is, well, it's not even food. So I had to be careful. And sometimes it was so, so difficult. Well, it wasn't until I discovered the perfect way to do it. Oh, it's amazing. I get to combine my two greatest passions, food and killing people. No, I'm not a cannibal. I would never, ever eat human flesh. I've cooked it, however. You remember, don't you? One of my special Halloween recipes. Of course, people thought I was just being fanciful. Halloween! How about human Wellington? Of course, if they had actually read the text, they would have known that it was actual human, and I would have given them advice on how to slaughter and pick the right specimen for the recipe. And if they had just read the text, they would have known that I was serious. There was so much advice. How to choose the right target, how to kill, how to prepare the meat. But no one ever reads the text. Well, no one apart from you. You are the first. It's nice to meet you. It really is ingenious. I want attention. But I also don't want to be caught. But I feel this need to tell the world what it is that I do. And to tell it in great detail, visceral detail. And I do. I spend hours writing. And it gives me goosebumps. But no one ever reads it, of course. They just skip right to the recipe, because that is what people do. Even though it's right there. It's right that all they would have to do is read it and I would be arrested in moments. And then they give me feedback, and that is perhaps my most favorite bit of the whole thing. I will write 10,000 words on how I slit someone's throat. Then I will throw in a nice little recipe for, I don't know, chocolate cake. And I will get the most enthusiastic comments about the chocolate cake. Oh! It is thrilling, and it helps take the edge off the impatience. Because I am so impatient. But it wasn't something that could be rushed. It wasn't something that I could let go wrong. Because this is all I've ever wanted. Someone to see me. Someone to know. Someone to be scared of me. Because they know what I've done. They know who I've killed. And you are scared of me. And that is, goosebumps. Goosebumps. It's like my first murder all over again. What? Kill you? You think I'm going to kill you? No. I didn't go to all of this effort to just kill you. Oh, you're more than just another victim. You're important. You matter. You're my first friend. Because you made the effort. You made the effort. You read the text. You didn't gloss over it. You didn't skip it. You read every word. And you are scared. Shivering. You're my friend. You're the one I'm going to tell everything to. You're the one that's going to know where all the bodies are. Oh. No one will believe you. Or maybe they would. It'd be fun to find out. I've been waiting for someone to see me, to validate me, because all I want to do is share. And now I can do it. I can actually do it. I can tell you all of my dark, messy little secrets. The painful ones, the bloody ones, the ones that scars. You are all I've ever wanted. Attention, focus, validation. See, most people think you make friends by being nice. But not me. I think a true friend knows exactly who you are. A true friend knows exactly what you get up to. And you do. You see me. You know me. And isn't that just like a friend? Oh, you can run. Of course you can. I want you to. I definitely want you to, because then... spoilers. But it's going to be fun. Traumatizing. Ever so traumatizing. But it will be so much fun. Because I have someone to share with now, and I will share everything. The police will catch me, will they? Well, they haven't yet. No one knows. Because no one wants to. But you did, because you read the text. You didn't just skip to the recipe. Darling, I am the number one food blog in America. You are so precious. Tell me, darling, are you hungry? Because I think this calls for a celebratory dinner, and I promise, no human flesh, no blood, just sumptuous, gorgeous, delicious food. All for you. And you already know that I have 2 sets of knives. So why don't you just sit right there, or run away, whichever you prefer, and I will cook you a nice meal. And either way, you will eat it. But if you run, well, I'll provide some pre-dinner entertainment so we can really work up an appetite. But if you stay, we'll enjoy a gorgeous, delicious meal. And then, well, there'll be entertainment. First time I've ever had a friend watch. Your choice. If you need me, I'll be in the kitchen. If you're curious, kill room is down the end of the hall. Just right there. I left it unlocked. Well, of course I did. You're my friend. Oh, I feel so validated. And I hope you do too. I hope that you feel validated. Because that is so important. And so is a good dinner. So I'll just go and start cooking. Oh, darling, I am just so happy that you read the text. Though going by the look on your face, I doubt you can say the same. Too late now, my friends. And it's going to get so much worse.